right, this one's for Becky and Aaron. So yeah, all right. I've come to the conclusion that I can't write love poems. Individuals worthy of them cannot be broken down into words and stanzas. I have to sit across the table from them over coffee and watch the way the lines beside their eyes show themselves as they smile. Hold that, I think to myself, as if the perfect expression could be found, captured, and shown around to make everyone adore them as I do. No, I can't write love poems. They'll come out incomplete. I'll accidentally leave out their broken front tooth at the irritating way they pronounce herbs as herbs. It's herbs, God damn it! Or they'll come out false. Every move they make is certainly not beautiful music, but on a good day, maybe it could pass for jazz. Or sometimes I can get the static that passes over my skin when we're one, then two, then one, then two again. But I can never convey the blush that warms the back of my neck when their name appears on my missed call list. I could never write a love poem because they're more trouble than that. They're arguing phone calls at 11 in which volume begins to equate validity that evolve into peaceful, apologetic breakfasts at 4. They're my portable tape deck that hasn't worked quite right since 95, but I still can't bring myself to throw away. They're the awkward first embrace and the first just can't help but kiss. A love poem isn't supposed to include an interest of invisible blonde hairs appearing on the back of their hands, but instead focus on the depth, the beauty, the whatever of their eyes. All I notice is how their steel color, although obviously intended to, doesn't quite match their sweater. How they can shoot me a look and without meaning to can make me feel so sexy just by being on the receiving end of it. But I'm sick of love poems of subjects who have skin like silk or velvet. When's the last time you felt someone whose skin actually felt like silk or velvet? Their skin's like skin, rubber on top of wood. They don't smell like flowers or musk or summer days or summer nights. They're Old Spice and dirt, not clean nor soiled, good nor bad. I can't write love poetry, but maybe if I could, I'd find a pretty way to tell them that when they light up a smoke, it makes me want one too. Not because of the nicotine, but just to share an action. Or when they walk in a room, maybe my pulse quickens of its own accord a bit, but my stomach doesn't flip and my breath stays even, and all I can think is, damn, that hat looks silly. Or how their face is still that song on repeat in my head as I try desperately to sleep, but can't, too distracted by the music. I don't know. I can't talk of love. What do I know about it? That above all things shouldn't be discussed. No one can define it or clarify it or enumerate it, certainly not me, an insomniatic poet who probably just had too much to drink one night and sat down pissed with pen in hand to scrawl this on some useless piece of paper that I undoubtedly threw out.
I'm so glad we didn't wear the same dress. It would be so awesome.